Mr. Pickles, you must be... The sun is not quite over the yard yet, but you must be looking forward to tempting what's on offer here today.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's an amazing place. I remember visiting them a good few years ago, and it was basically just a shed in Airstock, and then they moved out further. And now look at this. It looks a real biz.
It must be really encouraging to see a local business trying to push themselves and get well into the community.
Yes, it's great. The growth in microbrewery has been wonderful, and I think what people kind of don't understand, fully appreciate, the variety of beer that's available in Great Britain. And I'm pleased to say that the Brentwood Brewery have made not just a local mark, they've made a national mark.
Are you a real ale fan, or a...
I don't drink very much, if I'm entirely honest, but I can appreciate the quality, and I wish I have a few cases for Christmas parties.
You were one of the most forthright and instigators of local councils being filmed and put on the web.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Do you think sometimes, and the media love that, but do you think sometimes that can backfire?
Well, it should do. It should backfire. It should be warts and all. It can't all be, isn't our council wonderful? Councils sometimes forget that the whole thing's been recorded. But no, I think it's a very good thing. Democracy should be transparent.
You spoke recently about wind farms. Mainly you were saying that there should be more, that the local community should have more say in whether a wind farm goes up in their area or not, but you're not giving them veto on that, are you?
No, I mean, basically what I do was to clarify, we have a thing called the National Planning Policy Framework, and the way that inspectors were interpreting that is our need for energy, which is enormous, outweighed any environmental considerations. So I clarified that that you can take the nature of the environment into consideration, and our need for energy doesn't veto everything. So, and hopefully, then the next few batches of results from inquiries will reflect that.
Basildon Hospital finally has just been given special measures. That must disappoint you, as it's your constituency's major hospital.
Well, I think it's just come out of special measures. Basildon was in a lot of trouble, and the new team went in, and I think sadly the Quality Care Commission came at a very bad time when things were improving. Put it into special measures, and I'm delighted at the very hard work of turning what I think will be an excellent hospital around.
I mean, this seems quite a common theme at Queen's Hospital in Romford, as we just mentioned, Basildon. Is it, though, that possibly that there is just these hospitals with A&E units closing left, right and centre, they're just under so much pressure, they're not reaching targets?
Well, no, I think we've done quite a bit of getting rid of targets. I was particularly disappointed with Queen's, as it took on all the aspects of the old church hospital, the kind of ethos went with it, and, you know, it should have been a new start, and I was very much a critical of the general style. I think basically what happened to health service is we kind of forgot it was about patients and people, and it became about management consultants, and hopefully the new way in which we're running things should make a big difference. But, you know, look at the Brentwood Community Hospital, a walk-in centre there. That's a terrific resource and takes off a lot of pressure off A&E, and that's perhaps why the hospitals around us haven't been receiving the same amount of pressure that others have.
Mr. Pickles, I could talk to you all day, but I know that there's a pint with your name on it over there, I think, so
I
shall let
so.
You carry on. Perhaps in the future you'll come and talk to us on Phoenix FM.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Okay,
thank you very much.
Cheers, bye.
Thanks.